are listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM.
Reporting on direct action and grassroots resistance in the Manchester area.
Listen online at www.underthepavement.org.
The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM.
The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. Nope, sorry. I was just looking at lights and stuff. Sorry. And we opened the show with The Passion Killers from an EP released quite a while back. And it's from an EP called Whoopee, We Are Gonna Die. And that band featured members of Chumbawamba,
who we play quite often on the show.
We do indeed play them quite a bit. And just to say what's on this afternoon's show, probably about quarter past three, we're going to have our guest, who's James, who's going to be talking about the climate camp, which is going to be happening this weekend over in West Yorkshire. Then about sort of later on in the show, we're going to have someone who's coming in to talk about Twee Pride. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of something that's happening on Saturday when it's the main Manchester Pride event.
Yep, so it's sort of an alternative grassroots sort of version of Pride or
sort of
fringe event.
We'll,
not
we'll,
even that.
We'll find out more later.
Yeah, and as well as that, we'll have bits of news and we'll have what's on and we'll have a gig guide. And we also do things like birthday announcements, don't we?
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Have you got one then?
We have got a birthday announcement. Just shows you what planning went into this show. And this is a birthday announcement for Jarvis from Levensume, who's free today.
Aww.
So we thought, what should we play? And we thought, should we play a bit of Pulp? Because we're not going to play that much Pulp on the show. So this is Pulp and this is Common People.
Let's go. www.underthepavement.org.
Seeing them chickens by the door, eating them as dead birds really just ain't for me. Well, I don't eat roast beef or fish, and pork and cage is not my dish. I just want to set all my chickens free. Well, when chickens circle six, they don't do. He wants to feed fellas chickens to you. I'll take orders from Colonel Saunders to you. All my chickens free. And we're doing it a buck 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 a buck. Swing it to the east, got to swing it to the west, got to swing it with the chickens that you love best. Come on down to you chickens, walk with me. Well, I'm wishing Daffy lots of luck, cause hey, all my buds are out the hunting duck, dreaming about a little fricassee. Bugs Bunny, he's a friend of mine, eating him I feel like Frankenstein. So go ahead, set your critters free. So be it Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve, and I'm giving my turkeys a reprieve. Ain't no fowl has got to die for me. Foghorn Leghorn wrote to me, said all you folks is okay with me, cause you learned how to set your chickens free. And we're doing it buck a buck 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 a buck a buck 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 a buck a buck 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 a buck a buck buck buck. Swing it to the east, you gotta swing it to the west, gotta swing it with the chickens that are you love best. Come on down and do the chickens walk with me. We're gonna set all our chickens free. And we're doing it buck a buck 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 a buck a buck 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 buck. Swing it to the east, gotta swing it to the west, gotta swing with the chickens that you love best. Come on down and do the chickens walk with me. I say come on down and do the chickens walk with me.
And everyone, welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on RLFM 96.9. And the track we just played then was MDC, and that was the MDC, well, the unplugged version of MDC with their version of Chicken Squawk, which you can download from their MySpace website if you do a bit of Googling. And before then, we have Pulp with Common People. And now we've got our guest, James, in the studio.
Hi there.
Hiya, yeah. And James, you're going to talk about something which is happening this coming weekend, which is something called Climate Camp. So I guess the first question to ask you is, what exactly is Climate Camp?
Well, in brief, it's going to be a place where anybody concerned about climate change can get together to network, and there's various prongs of it. There's going to be low-impact living, very low environmental impact. There's going to be workshops and just a place for people to meet and discuss things, basically.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you when and where it is, but before then, I guess it's probably better to ask you, sort of, obviously Climate Camp is about climate change, so, you know, why is it an issue? And, in fact, you know, a lot of people will be saying, oh, it's great because we just had a few quite nice sort of days of summer. That's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, summer didn't last long around here, did it? But Climate change is definitely at a tipping point that probably has been said a lot of times before, but right now we're in the difficult part of dealing with it. We have to make big changes now rather than the piecemeal approach we've been taking. And this camp is just an attempt to really get things kick-started in the UK anyway.
Yeah, and I guess there's the other thing you're saying that, you know, why is it an issue that you can actually change? Because there seems to be two opinions. One would seem to be saying, and it seems to be the major opinion, would be saying, yes, it is due to the fact that the way human beings are living is having an impact on the planet in terms of production and cars and airplanes. But the other bit seems to be, you know, the argument put forward by, you know, certain politicians saying, well, that's not the issue at all. It's nature, and you do have these, you have ice ages and you have warm times, and it's just nature. So do you think it is down to sort of human impact?
Definitely. It's true to say that there's a debate going on because it's scientific. There's always a debate going on. There's just not a credible debate going on. Most scientists and everyone involved in that is agreed that it's down to humans overwhelmingly. It's just that people the likes of George Bush choose to listen to the skeptists, as they call them. And the fact that people like George Bush and whoever else like that used to deny climate change was even happening, and now they're just saying, OK, it's happening, but maybe it's not humans, shows that they're probably going to be wrong again.
OK, well, we'll talk a little bit more about what's actually going to happen at climate change and what some of the issues are, but this was my second question, which demoted the third question, but saying, when is it happening? It's happening this weekend.
Yeah, it starts this Saturday, yeah.
And it runs until...
It ends on Monday, September 4th, officially.
Oh, so it's not just a weekend, it's a whole week.
Yeah, it's a week and a half, roughly, yeah.
Yeah, and whereabouts is it as well? Because it's in quite an interesting location, isn't it?
Yeah, it's taking place in Selby, which is near Leeds.
And is it the so-called Megawatt Valley?
Yeah, that's it, Megawatt Valley, which is, I don't think a name the power stations are using, but it's a place where there's three power stations... Mm. Including the biggest one in the country, which is Drax Power Station, its core power station.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's if you're looking at sort of pollution and impact, that must be sort of an area of impact. That didn't make sense, but I'm sure you knew what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I hope. Anyway, we'll take a break and talk a little bit more about what's going to happen at Climate Camp, but you've brought in a bit of music, and do you want to tell us what the first track is you've brought in and a bit about maybe why you've brought it in? We're all going all... what's it called? Desert Island Disc now.
Yeah. Well, the first one is some friends of mine. It's a Manchester band. They're a political punk band called Me and Three Others.
Do you want to announce what that was, or beckonise what that was, or shall I?
I'll do it if you want. Okay, that was 4 years by Me and Three Others, who have an album coming out in a couple of months.
Yep, and also that you just mentioned that they are a Manchester band, and just saying that if you are a political sort of band from Manchester, we probably don't play enough local music on the show, so you can get in touch with us via the website, which is www.underthepavement.org, and that's where you'll find the details how you can send us some music. Just thought I'd say that. So let's get back to the interview. We've got James here, who's talking about the climate camp. Is the full name the Camp for Climate Change?
Yeah, it's kind of alternating between the two names, yeah.
Okay, so you've sort of said this is an event that's going on for like a week and a half, and there's various different things going on. I stopped then because never mind. I'll try and keep on going. So we should say
that's climate change.
Yeah, it is. It's bucketing it down in Levens
View. Thunder and lightning.
Yeah. So, can you give us an idea of what's going to be going on then? What are some of the events and activities?
Well, there's a main action going on. Against Drax Power Station in the middle of the camp. Quite hard to say how that's going to pan out at the moment, but that's the main focus point for most people, I think. Aside from that, there's going to be lots of workshops for people to learn things, and I think last heard 150-odd workshops about just lots of different things relating to what the problems are, how we can deal with them, etc. And because it's all being done autonomously, it's hard to say exactly what will be going on, but lots of different groups have got different things planned, I think.
Yep. And just saying, are there different sort of groups going, or is it very much sort of individuals going? I mean, the question there is, what sort of people are going along? So if you went along, just saying someone, saying, yes, I realise, you know, there are changes happening, I'd like to get involved and you went along, what sort of other people would be there? Is it like a recruiting ground for political parties, for example?
No, that's not likely to be allowed to happen. It is individuals and groups, organisations. I would expect a wide spectrum of people, from your hardened radical anarchists down to your Greenpeace-type people. Anybody's welcome, so it's hard to say, really, but...
Yeah, so I think the thing there is saying, you know, the next question was saying, can anyone just go along, find out more, and just go along and visit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's completely open. Like, you can go for as long or as short as you want. You can do what you want. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. Just go and camp if you want, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and I think the clue's in the name, camp, but it is where people are staying on site over the course of those, you know, week and a half.
Yeah.
Yep. And is there a cost involved in it then, or how's that working out?
Not definitely. You don't have to pay anything. Slightly you'll be asked for a donation when you get there, but it's not forced, because it's all being funded by anybody who wants to get involved. There's no big backing NGO or group or anything, so it's just whoever wants to help with funding, really.
Yeah, and can people just... How would people just turn up if they weren't involved in a particular group or didn't know anyone who was interested in these sort of issues? Can they just sort of jump on a train and get off at Selby and wander around?
Yeah, if you get to Selby after 10 a.m. on Saturday, there should be a welcome desk at Selby train station, which will direct you to the exact location of the camp. And to get to the camp, you can either borrow a bike, which should be there, or if you've got a lot of stuff, or if you have children, or if you're just completely knackered, there should be a minibus, I think it's a minibus, shuttle service running on biomass going to and from the site to the station.
Yeah. So I think from what you've said, these are practical examples as well of showing that there are alternatives, you see what I mean, to sort of jumping in your car and driving places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, there is a website which gives you lots more information. Does it actually give you information on the different workshops and things going on, or is it more general at the minute, the website?
There's lots of stuff on the website. There's full programme details, everything that's planned, which is almost everything now. Timetables of everything that's happening each day.
Yeah. Well, the website address is...
It's www.climatecamp.org.uk. That's all one word.
OK, well, what we'll do is we'll play one more piece of music and then we'll just sort of recap some of that information in case people try and desperately just scramble and write things down. So what's the next bit of music that we're going to play?
This is a song which whenever I hear it, I think about climate change. It's quite a pessimistic song. It's by Pennywise. It's called The Secret.
That was a very chirpy song, wasn't it? We're All Going to Die Before Our Time. And that was by American band, are they, Pennywise?
Yeah, they're from California.
Yeah, and that was called...
The Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much of a secret, no.
And you are listening to it on the pavement on All FM 96.9. And we've got our guest, James, who's talking about Camp for Climate... Yeah, let's get that out. I was going to say it and then thought, I forgot that wrong. Camp for Climate Change.
Camp for Climate Action or Climate Camp.
Climate Camp. Okay. Yeah. Now, you've been talking about it, saying a few things that are going on. And if we just sort of recap, when's it happening again?
It's from this Saturday until Monday, September 4th.
Yep. And it's happening where?
In Selby, which is near Leeds.
Yep. And for more information, there's a website, which is...
climatecamp.org.uk.
Yeah, this is like a quiz, isn't it? You scored 3 out of 3 so far. But what we're going to say, you were just saying that if people do want to get involved and help set things up, then they are looking for people to go along a little bit earlier than Saturday.
Yeah, it's if you want to help set up or build structures, props, whatever, you can go along any time from today up till Saturday. If you just go to Leeds and go to the Commonplace Social Centre, they'll help you. They'll find somewhere for you to sleep if you need somewhere. And if you don't know how it gets to Commonplace, they've got a website, which I think is thecommonplace.org.uk, but I'm not sure. If you look on the Climate Camp website, it should be on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, yep, and that's that. So, any other things to mention, or...?
No, I think that's about it.
OK, well, thank you for coming in. And we'll just finally give that website address out one more time, because, you know, often it's good to remind people. That's www.climatecamp.org.uk. We can find out more about what's going on. And if you do want to get involved and go along earlier, or just find out what's happening, that's the website to look at. So thank you for coming in, James.
Yep, no problem. Cheers.
Thank you.
Where are you going, says Miller to Munger? We may not tell you, says Johnson to Judd. We're going to mill, says Jack to our jail. We're going to the factory, says little Ned Ludd. And what will you do there, says Miller to Munger? Do you swear to tell no one, says Johnson to Judd? We'll break the machinery, improve the scenery, meets in the greenery after, says Ludd. And how will you break 'em, says Miller to Munger? Stick with us, we'll show you, says Johnson to Judd. With pikes and with hammers, with fire and spanners, to teach 'em some manners, says General Ludd. Die, die, die-de-dum, die-de-dum, die. 'Cause and if we don't break 'em, our lives they will take 'em, our craft, our cottage, our village as well. No freedom or laughter for those who come after, but a servant and master in a factory hell. So the door was kicked in, and the frames were all broken, and the owner was woken and raised the alarm. And the yeoman came riding, but we were in hiding, the people providing to keep us from harm. From Lots up to Lancashire, Yorkshire to Derbyshire, 1811 to 1813, Ludd's army enlisted and the people resisted the march of a more money-making machine. Die, die, die-de-dum, die-de-dum, die. How now shall we stop it, says owner to roller, with spies and with soldiers, says Tory to Whig. We'll hang every breaker and Luddite, host taker, transport troublemakers. And that's what they did. 14 hung on a beam, ugliest justice that you've ever seen. 50 in all who took a long fall in the rising against the machines. Slavery, hungered and homeless, and bowed to the boss whose factories killed them and crippled their children, and all for the worship of profit and law.
Die, die, die-de-dum, die-de-dum, die.
Some call it futility, they say the future will be what the engine of progress demands. But luck called humanity back to reality. We weave our destiny with our own hands. All hands that are ready to hold a line steady, to pull down the fences or pull up a crop, unlock the laboratory, build a home in the treetops, till the driving and never arriving has stopped. And some call us vandals, some call us hooligans, some call us Luddites, and some rent a mob. But we're standing up proud and we're shouting out loud, for the sake of our family, let's finish this job.
And when the job's done, and the long wars are over, and we've all recovered, and sing
That was Seize the Day and Ned Ludd from the All Hands That Are Ready album. You're listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. Thanks very much to James, our guest who was on before, talking about the Camp for Climate Action that's happening from this weekend. Check out the website climatecamp.org.uk if you want to find out more about that.
Yeah, and I should just mention the fact that we do have another guest coming up in the last 20 minutes of the show. So therefore, it's we don't have a lot of time to do the news. So I just recommend that people check out, there is an Indie Media news site, and Indie Media just stands for Independent sort of Media. So it's like alternative media. And their website is www.indiemedia.org.uk. And Indie there is spelt with I-N-D-Y. And there you can find out what's going on. And the good thing about Indie Media as well is that unlike sort of newspapers, you can actually post up your own sort of news. So if there is an event that you know about that you'd like mentioned, then you can post it on the site, and you can also comment on what other people have posted on. And we'll be taking a few sort of events. I should have mentioned this event now. We can mention it in the What's On's, shall
yeah.
we? Shall we? Yep. Okay. Sorry, you shouldn't do that on radio. I apologise.
Just planning the show as we go along, you know,
yeah,
anarchy on the airwaves and all that.
It is indeed. So that's worth checking out. Then the website is indiemedia.org.uk, and I think we've got that on the links page of underthepavement.org. And like we said, coming up in the last 20 minutes of the show, we're going to have an interview with someone from Twee Pride,
mm-hmm.
which is like an alternative to the, I was going to say the mainstream Pride. Can you say that?
I think you can
it
say
is,
that.
Yeah.
They'll be telling us more about that in the next 5 or 10 minutes, so if you're wondering what that's all about, stay tuned.
Yeah, and before then, we're going to play some more music. This is the band called Gertrude from London. It's an all-female band, and they put their own music in, into DIY and stuff like that. And the track we're going to play is called Jello from the Sky, and it's from their album Fetch the Parrot Blanket. This is Gertrude.
Doesn't hurt your feet.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. And just looking at my piece of paper, which you can hear me shuffling.
Very professional.
They do this on the Today programme, so I've heard John
Humphries. So it must be OK.
It must be good. Anyway, the music that we had was, we've just played, well, the track before was Gertrude with Jello from the Sky from their album Fetch the Pirate Blanket. And then after that, we played a track from Claire Mooney called Ordinary Rebel from her CD, Ordinary Rebel. And
that links in.
It does. Well, I was just going to say, Claire Mooney is a local singer-songwriter from Levenshulme, and she is playing a couple of gigs, and she's playing on the 4th of September at the White Lion Folk Club Manchester Road in Swinton, on the 31st of August at the Boardroom, which is Lloyd's Hotel Manchester 21, with Dave Puller's satirical news show, and Claire will be performing a short set there. And then on the 27th of August, she's going to be playing a gig at Manchester Pride Women's Space, and that's at 1:30, which does tie in with our guest, who's from Twee Pride.
Yeah, should have Cass on the phone, who's involved in Twee Pride, which is an event that's happening on Saturday. Hi, Cass.
Hi, Orla, how are you?
All right. What is Twee Pride, then?
Twee Pride is basically a day of events that run countercurrent to the main Pride Parade, where we're just trying to raise some questions about the commercialisation of Pride and getting people to think about whether Pride, as it is, represents their needs and supports them. It's just trying to get people to think about it, really.
Yeah. So do you think it's too commercial or something?
Well, it's just that the focus has gone away from the original Pride Parade, you know, when they started in the 60s and 70s, where it was a political event, to a very commercial-based thing. And it's just recognising that while we're not saying that people shouldn't have a good time, we also have kind of needs that need to be met and issues that need to be discussed in the gay community. And we want to make a space for that to happen as well. We don't want that to be lost in all of the sort of commercial and corporate stuff that goes on. So we're just trying to create that space.
So what's going to be what's going to be happening as part of Twee Pride, then?
Well, going to be doing Granny Guerrilla Theatre around the main Pride print event.
What does that mean?
It means that we're basically dressing up in ridiculous granny costumes and going out talking to people about what Pride means to them and using that to get them thinking about how Pride could develop beyond that. And then we'll be having a bike parade leaving from Central Library at 4 p.m. Down Oxford Road, followed by a picnic in All Saints Park from 5 to 7.
Is there going to be food at the picnic, or should people bring stuff to share or bring their own food, or what's happening?
There'll be
at the
cakes.
Picnic?
Cakes. There'll be cakes, but people are welcome to bring along more substantial food if they want to.
Yeah. And there's an event happening the week after as well. Do you want to give that a quick mention?
It ties in with Get Bent, which is Cafe Queria's Alternative Pride Weekender. Basically, that's where we're putting the ideas of creating a queer, radical, political space that's an alternative into practice. So people, there'll be loads of gigs and events going on there, and there'll also be an open meeting for people to discuss all the issues raised at Twee Pride.
So Twee Pride, that's this Saturday. Are you still there, Cass? I think we might have lost Cass on the phone there. We've been having some minor technical issues due to the weather, but she seems to have gone. But Twee Pride is happening this Saturday. I think they're meeting at the basement at 12 for the Granny Guerrilla Theatre, and then moving on to a bike ride from the Central Library at 4 and a picnic in All Saints Park at 5. And Get Bent, the event which you mentioned, is happening the first weekend of September, and we'll be talking to someone else on the show next week who'll be telling us all about that and what's happening, because that's a weekend-long event.
OK, and just so we'll play some music now. This is Against Me. This is Against Me Live. It's from their new CD, which is out now, called Americans Abroad, Against Me Live in London. And the track we're going to play is We Laugh at Danger and Break All the Rules.
Thank you.
And yes, we're talking over the end. Yeah, thank you and good... No, not thank you and good night. Oh, we are going to say goodbye in a minute, but it's more like less good night and more good afternoon. And that was Against Me from their album Alive in London with the track called We Laugh at Danger and Break All the Rules. And we're just a few minutes left of the show. I'll just sort of mention a few gigs that are coming up. On Wednesday the 23rd, which is this evening, Leftover Crack are playing at Certain Solo. And if you fancy a trip over to Leeds, a tour stop worker who played quite a bit on the show, Dan Burt Norbacon and Patrick Fitzgerald are playing at the new Roscoe Club over in Leeds, t'other side of the Pennines. On Saturday the 26th, a couple of gigs happening. Conflict, the anarchist punk band are playing, plus Dogflesh, Refuse All and External Menace. And that is £10 on the door, and that's at the Thatched House in Stockport. And then just down the road on Saturday the 26th, there's a fistful of Strummer Camp, including Dave Sharp, Harper Jacks, King of the Delmar, Cheapskate, Cyclone, Strawberry Blonde, Potting Shed Jean, plus special guests and DJs. That gig is £8.50 in advance, or there's limited tickets, which are £8 on the door. For more information, see strummercamp.co.uk, where you can order your tickets. And that's taking place at Manchester Rugby Club, which is at Grove Park on Grove Lane in Cheadle-Ume. And just say, sort of, is it next week we're going to have the people from
Get Bent
on
next week?
And then at some point as well, we're going to have an interview with Conflict, who we just mentioned. But that's us finished for this week, isn't it? We'll be back next week.
Yeah, the hour goes quick, doesn't it?
It does. And we did mention Strummer Camp there, so we thought it fitting that we'd end with a Joe Strummer track. This is Tommy Gunn by The Clash. Thank you for listening.